Hey there, it's Kelly Kirsch and Matt Rose, and let's chat with the one and only Dave Randorf, as he is one of our NHL insiders. And Dave, you called that Montreal-Nashville game, and there's lots of action on the ice, of course, but afterwards, the fireworks really flew. What can you tell us what was going on between the two locker rooms? We heard the clips on Hockey Night in Canada with Brendan Gallagher and PK's PK, so the war of the words continues between Montreal and Nashville.
Just another night in Montreal, right? I mean, it is every Canadian city feels as though, you know, we've got a great hockey city, and they all are in their own way. But I don't think there's any question that Montreal it's a city unlike any other. They're for hockey. There's so much passion. It runs so hot. There is so much talk, so much, you know, hard talk too, criticism when things are, you know, decisions are made or trades are made. And this kind of set up for a night where, you know, Nashville could have rolled into there and really, you know, handed it to Montreal, a team that is struggling and was coming off a loss and, you know, struggling to score and lots of things. You know, all the numbers were against them. Turned out to be, you know, on the ice, as you pointed out, it was, I talked to a few guys, you know, walking out of the rink. They felt that it was, media members anyway, felt that it was maybe one of the most entertaining games and one of their better efforts of the season on home ice. It was a great game. And, you know, I think Montreal rose to the occasion knowing that they could have easily been embarrassed early on Saturday night on a Hockey Night in Canada telecast. So there was that. And, of course, the rhetoric going in was the return of PK. It was not his first game back there. Of course, he played last year, and people will remember that he teared up, during the anthem and everything else. And there was a video tribute and all that stuff. And so it's funny, we were, myself and Gary Galley and Sean McKenzie and our producer and director were talking about it at the morning skate, thinking, geez, you know, I mean, I hope people at home outside of Quebec and outside of Montreal or Eastern Canada are not watching this going, well, will they just give this a rest? I mean, we're closer to 2 years. It was June of 2016. It's coming up on 2 years since that trade was made. But I'm telling you right now, guys, it is still a big deal and a huge topic of conversation and a polarizing topic of conversation in Montreal. The trade, why it happened, when it happened, who it happened for, all that stuff. And Saturday night was the first time we've really kind of had some bold, frank comments made by one of the members of the Montreal Canadiens as to, you know, to truly reveal some of the feelings, or at least Brendan Gallagher's feelings towards PK Subban and his big personality and his big profile and his big everything. He's a massive presence, and he was the story not only on game day, he was the story the day before, because he took a number of his Nashville teammates to the Children's Hospital in Montreal, which everybody knows by now. PK has donated millions to, and he's had there's an atrium there named in his honor called the PK Subban Atrium. And there was pictures and videos and a lot of social media coverage of this visit. And a lot was made of the fact that none of the Montreal teammates ever really went there with him when he opened up that atrium with his name. It was just kind of him by himself. And now here were, you know, a whole bunch of Predators teammates, young and old, you know, accompanying him on an off day when they were, you know, at the end of a road trip, and they could have easily said, you know what, you just take care of that. Well, we're going to take this afternoon off. They didn't. A lot of guys went. So there was that kind of bubbling under the surface. And now Gallagher comes forward saying, you know, after an emotional night, very emotional night in which the Canadiens lost in a shootout. And he said, why are we talking about PK again? Why are we constantly doing this? You know, if you want to talk about PK, why don't you go talk to PK? And he'll do what he always does, which is make it about him. And you could hear the media kind of like gasping for breath as Brendan Gallagher, who some feel may be the future captain of this team, a guy, you know, being more outspoken than anybody ever has about this situation. Meantime, down the hall, underneath the, you know, the seats in the Bell Center, you know, PK's holding court with the media, saying, and he was immediately asked about Brendan Gallagher, and you know, word quickly traveled down there, and he, you know, shot back in a dismissive way, saying, I didn't really see Brendan Gallagher or him mocking me or doing this or doing that. All I saw was him try to hit me, and he missed, and he fell down, and he got cut. So that's really all I kind of saw. Like, he was, it was a backhanded slap for sure. And then once he was finished with the media, he went over and shook hands with something I don't know if I've ever seen. Two Canadians walking down. It's quite a long walk around the, you know, around the bend to the visitor's room underneath the Bell Center. And there was Carey Price and Alex Galchenyuk, who walked all the way down there, knowing that, you know, you can't, you know, there's no tunnels or anything. Everybody saw them standing there talking to PK, and that was interesting in itself. So, you know, this thing is never going to die, at least not in the near future. You know, Nashville only goes to Montreal once a year, but we'll see when the schedule comes out next year, you know, what happens. The frustrating part about this whole storyline, guys, is that Shea Weber can't play. He can't even, doesn't even have a say in this whole thing right now. You know, a lot of the articles and a lot of the talk in Montreal for the past, or, you know, 48 to 72 hours leading up to the game was that it's a lopsided trade and it looks horrible right now because PK leads the NHL in goals by a defenseman. He's their leading scorer. He's this, he's that. And yes, he is. But Weber, you know, he's hurt. He's injured. And he missed his 29th game on Saturday, his 22nd consecutive game. He did not face Nashville on either meeting this year. And, you know, it must be really frustrating for not only him, but the Canadians themselves, because it's not like he's a bad player. He would probably have similar numbers to PK, because that's what Shea Weber does. And he's a different type of player for sure. And let's be perfectly clear here. You know, PK did not have a great game on Saturday night either. So, but, you know, it was all the off-ice stuff that stole the show and will stoke the fires for this one.
Well, it made it kind of exciting for a game in February. You know, I flipped the old TV. We were out there for Rogers Hometown Hockey out in Canmore, and I came back to my hotel room. It's like, oh, well, there was something going on with that game. That's kind of neat. We were chatting with Dave Randorf. He's one of our NHL insiders here on Hockey Central Noon. I'm Kelly Kirsch, and he is Matt Rose.
Dave, I just kind of want to touch on that one more time between the Predators and the Canadiens. Like, what is the fans' kind of mindset when PK's holding on to the puck, when he's out and about doing his thing? Are the fans kind of still angry at PK at this point?
Well, that's a good question. It's a polarizing topic. He's a polarizing guy. I think ultimately he is still, you know, there are a lot of Subban jerseys. Interesting to see a lot of Subban Canadiens jerseys and Nashville jerseys in the crowd. So overall, he got a lot of cheers when he rushed the puck, and he did a few times. In fact, I don't know if you guys caught it. By the time you got back from Canmore, there was one shift when Montreal was on a power play. And PK was, they weren't on a power play, but it was late and they had a lead. And he circled his own net for 40 seconds all by himself. It was 35 or 40 seconds. We put the clock on it where he just kind of did loops by himself. And nobody went and got him. Finally, they flushed him out of there, but not until he had taken single-handedly 35 seconds off the clock. That's when it started we started to hear a couple of boos. I think it was more towards the Canadians for not, you know, going after him. But overall, I think he's still, you know, a popular figure in there because he brought a lot of flash and dash to the ice when he was out there. He was a, you know, Norris Trophy winner and a finalist in 2015. You know, he's moved on now. And now he's with the Predators, and they are he's a reminder of what they've lost and where their team is right now, because they went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year, and a lot of people feel they can get back there next year, and they're an excellent team, and he's a big part of it. So, but what Gallagher's comments brought out for a lot of the fans, I think they've probably been talking about it nonstop all day today, is that, you know, there's never really been any clarity, real clarity from anybody. Was this a hockey trade? Was this a personality trade, kind of an addition by subtraction? Was it a little of both? And if so, what was the percentage? How much was hockey? How much was they had to get PK out of that room because nobody could stand him? You know, I really have a lot of respect and regard for what PK's done off the ice there and continues to do in Nashville, by the way. He started a program there called Blue Line Buddies. And, you know, he's put his money literally where his mouth is with this thing in Montreal, donating millions to the Children's Hospital. And, he takes time to take all kinds of pictures and sign lots of things. Is he a big, huge personality that could wear on you? Sure, absolutely. And that is definitely something that doesn't always fit into the hockey culture, and specifically this hockey culture in Montreal. And, we'll see. But overall, to answer your question, Matt, I think a lot of people still, hold a real soft spot for him and what he brought to the Canadiens on and off the ice.
it makes it extra interesting whenever those two clubs do meet the two times per year. That's for sure. Dave, I just wanted to kind of jump away from the hockey for just a moment with you as well. It's kind of checking out your Twitter here, seeing lots about Mark McMorris. We got to see him win bronze, obviously come back from a huge recovery. Just kind of what have your thoughts been of Mark McMorris's kind of journey so far?
Well, I mean, what can you say about this guy? I am a big fan of the Olympics. I know the Olympics has been stained the last several years due to many different scandals, lots to do with money and IOC members. And now, you know, the doping scandal with Russian athletes and cheating. And, you know, when the Olympics start, I always get sucked into watching the athletes, the clean athletes who make this their life. They train like nobody else. They're not, and a lot of guys like McMorris, who I'm not sure, you know, how lucrative his particular sport is. I mean, obviously if you're a figure skater or a hockey player or a skier, you know, that there's prize money out there and you can, you know, parlay it, you know, make a good buck. But there's a lot of athletes who, you know, do it in obscurity and you know, they do it all for one shot for 4 years in a row. And there's always great stories behind the scenes. Now, McMorris isn't necessarily a, you know, he's made a name for himself in the past. We all kind of know him by now as a snowboarder. But I think if you just check out Twitter and just search McMorris, you will see it's simple right there. You know, he had a terrible, terrible crash and he was in a hospital bed with tubes sticking out each and every, you know, everywhere on the poor guy. And he was near death. And I mean, it was a serious, serious situation for him. And now he's, you know, a gold medalist again in the Olympics. So it's not just McMorris. I certainly love his story, Western Canadian guy and you know, a superstar in this sport from Saskatchewan where there are no mountains. And, yeah, you know, that in itself is a great story. And there's all kinds of backgrounds, but not only McMorris, but I just love the pure idea of the Olympics and winning a medal for your country and for yourself and for everybody around you that helped you get to that point. And, you know, if you can't be inspired by just looking at the two pictures that he tweeted out himself saying, I think his line was just, thank you, life. There's a picture of him lying in his hospital bed right beside a picture of him on the top of the podium in Pyeongchang. So hats off to him and hats off to every gold medalist, not just Canadians, but lots of great stories. You know, I've had the privilege of working at several Olympics and you get to see those moments and it never ceases to inspire me or amaze me. You know, that moment when anybody is standing on the top step of the podium listening to their anthem and what must be going through their mind of the sacrifices that they've made, that their family's made, that everybody has done to support them to get to that moment. And that's what I love about it.
Well, Dave, you're about due for another trip out to Calgary. You doing the Florida game? You got another gig this Saturday.
I'm not going to Calgary this weekend. I'm going to Vancouver, which is going to be an interesting game. It is the Boston Bruins in town.
Yeah.
And, you know, Louis DeBrusque will be between the benches and his son Jake will be on the Bruins bench. So that'll be
neat.
An interesting night indeed. He is he's an excellent broadcaster and a pro and objective and certainly all that. I really, really enjoy working with Louis, but he's a proud hockey dad too, just like a lot of us are, and he's proud of his son, and it'll be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be neat.
You know what happens that night.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Well, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk Monday for sure. Thanks so much for taking the time out on Hockey Central at noon.
You got it, boys. Always a pleasure.